This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. One of the most interesting speakers I met at South by Southwest Interactive in Austin, Texas this year was a Saudi Arabian princess. Princess Rima bint Bandar Al Saud is changing the fate of women in her country, in part as the CEO of luxury retail brand Alpha International, where she hires women to sell goods to other women. She's also working on a breast cancer awareness initiative called 10KSA, which is being promoted on social media. Rima, as she prefers to be called, started by talking about educating women around navigating the complexities of the workplace in a country where women's rights are still quite restricted.
What we're doing is training the front line of employees to be able to have the skill sets to learn to work. Because if you train someone how to use a cash register, but you don't actually train her how to use HR or train her how to engage and dialogue with her coworkers, she's not actually going to be a very successful salesperson. But it's not a skill set that's given. You have to learn it. Just to give you a heads up, I might have been the CEO of the company, but it took me 2 years to ask for a salary.
So you weren't being paid?
No, but I also didn't ask. And you should have seen the horrified faces on the board when they realized. They're like, what do you mean you haven't been paid? I was like, well, who am I supposed to talk to? Now take that down to a woman that has no exposure and no experience. So I want to make sure nobody goes through that.
Do you think new technology plays a role at all in helping to make that happen?
Yes, because everybody's talking to everybody and everyone's listening to everybody right now. It's not secondhand. It's not tomorrow. It's not next week. If you said it today, I can read it today. And so you can actually action change very fast these days, I think.
You know, you're referencing social media in some ways, right? Mm-hmm. Are there complexities to that when it comes to how it happens in your country?
I think it depends on what subject and what topic and what environment. I mean, I can tell you, religion, don't touch it. And it's not just about my right to say it. Somebody has to hear it. So be more conscientious in the words that you use.
But at the same time, I feel like you're hinting that there's a lot of positive coming out of this.
Amazing positivity. Because half the people that I've connected to that are making 10KSA happen are people that are engaging with us on social media. I mean, I can tell you one thing that blew my mind.
Yeah, please.
WhatsApp. When we were launching our social media, I sent out 500 WhatsApp messages. And then I went onto Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. I'm like, oh my God, 70 people, 120, 45. I'm like, oh my God. It is now already a global message.
What's your favorite iPhone app?
Instagram. I love Instagram. I'm like the queen of Instagram.
What do you Instagram?
I travel a lot for work. Mm-hmm. And I find it's so much easier to post a picture than to send 50 emails, send 100 text messages, or write something on Facebook. I really don't want to say too much. I just want you to know where I am and what I've seen and that I've seen something great.
Rima, thank you so much.
Thank you.